I voted against it going to a revision committee. And I did so because of one major fault line which still remains in the legislation itself. The measure contains one very significant difference from the earlier legislation for the ordination of women as priests. 20 years ago, this synod determined that resolutions A and B could not be passed in a parish which already had a female incumbent. By contrast, the legislation enables parishes to place a letter of request for a male bishop when a female diocesan bishop is already in place. Diocesan bishops do not appear by surprise, and this is the source of our present troubles. It's there in the legislation. And the measure, including this provision, seems to command, as we've heard, widespread support from those in favour of the ordination of women as bishops. That's why I'm so surprised that the slender amendment made by the House of Bishops is the straw which breaks the camel's back. I'm not sure the camel's back can really be broken. The camel has already been swallowed. This is more than a gnat we are straining at, but our digestion is already severely disturbed. This measure, as we know already, includes provision for a parish to issue a letter of request for a male bishop on the grounds of theological conviction. Indeed, it suggests no other ground for doing so. The amendment made by the House of Bishops says the choice of such a male bishop should be made with theological convictions in mind. And to argue otherwise suggests that gender discrimination must be sufficient in itself to choose a male bishop. The majority of opponents of women bishops do not believe that. They have ecclesiological and theological grounds for their opposition. Although the majority of this synod may not agree with them, we have pledged as a synod to honour them as the loyal Anglicans. And failure to do so suggests we are content for parishes to object a female bishop on gender grounds alone. That is precisely what we avoided in the legislation on women priests in 1992. So the measure before us is far from perfect, with or without the amendments made by the House of Bishops. However, I've come to believe that any legislation will be imperfect. Perhaps it's bound to be, given the different convictions we seek to hold together. Perhaps it's inevitable in an imperfect church with flawed and damaged people like you and me, whom Jesus Christ nonetheless counts as his friends. So I've decided to vote in favour of this legislation whenever we come finally to vote. I believe further delay may be unlikely to make much substantial difference, which is why I'm uncertain about the expectations an adjournment may create. But it may,